Eric Anderson, we've come to my bedside to close off the last hour of this broadside for April Fool's Day. I want to remind you, Patrick Sky will be our guest on Broadside 2 weeks from tonight. That about wraps it up for Broadside for this evening. Don't forget Gene Shea tomorrow night at 9, and we'll see you Monday for Folks on 67 at 4:30, every weekday at 4:30, or next Saturday evening at 8 o'clock for Broadside. This is WRTI-FM 90.1 on your dial in Philadelphia. Let's take a look now at late news headlines. An 8-year-old girl who was kidnapped 5 days ago has been found alive by Chicago police, who also arrested a suspect in the abduction. U.S. troops have killed at least 580 Viet Cong in a battle near the Cambodian border in South Vietnam. U.N. Secretary General Thant has urged the United States to stop fighting in Vietnam unilaterally. And finally, in news headlines, President Johnson has signed a measure to send an additional 3 million tons of grain to India. In hockey finals, the Montreal Canadiens, 5. The Chicago Blackhawks, 4. The weather forecast now for Philadelphia and vicinity. Snow tonight, low 15 to 20, winds southwesterly less than 70 miles an hour. Sunday, snowing and warm, high in the 80s. Partly cloudy and mild Sunday night, and Monday with chance of drought. Probability of rain, 100% tonight, 200% Sunday, and 300% Sunday night. Right now, April Fool, yes. The 12 p.m. weather at Philadelphia International Airport was sunny. Temperature, 368 degrees. Relative humidity, 42%. The winds, south-southwest, at 900 miles per hour. The barometric pressure, 3.24 and falling. High today, 723 degrees. Let's take the sign off now and see if we can get off this air in one piece. Let's see. Is this it? We're going to go off. We'll see you next week.